beautiful Arizona mountain. Good morning to you all. It is Rosie on the house as we broadcast live at the Pepsi Amphitheater in Flagstaff, Arizona for the Get Outdoors Expo, open to the public all day today and tomorrow. If you're looking for something to do on the weekend or get an experience of what Arizona has to offer in the outdoors, this would be a great destination for you. We're joined by Christy Sorrell of the Arboretum at Flagstaff, and we were just talking about the right plant and the right location. Y'all had someone come in to the Arboretum with aspen that weren't doing well. You had mentioned they're a couple thousand feet lower than their natural habitat in an exposed area versus the north side of Humphreys Peak. What are some alternatives then?
It depends on your site. So each homeowner really needs to evaluate the habitat that they have, because it's possible you could live somewhere where aspen would thrive. Right by us here, we have a small patch of aspen that are younger, small-sized trees, but they're on a slope. They're receiving a lot of runoff, and they're protected by the greater forest, so they're not going to dry out as quickly. Somebody in a dry location should really try planting juniper trees. Junipers tend to be long-lived. They thrive in drought conditions. They love rocky soil. They don't require a lot of nutrients, so you won't really need to actively fertilize. I see a lot of homeowners that end up harming their trees by over-fertilizing. So planting native trees like that, or a pinyon pine, would do much better. So a great way, too, if you want to try to evaluate your own site, look around you and see what's the native vegetation already existing that is thriving. So that could help you be clued in on what's going to do well on your property, too. And the Arboretum, we are open to the public. One of the main things our horticulturalist specialists do is answer questions. So you can always come out with your questions and help paint the picture of your specific situation. And we're happy to help you get to the bottom of it and find a good resolution.
And the Arboretum is also open today and tomorrow. You're only closed on Tuesday.
Yep, we're open from mid-April to the end of October from 9 to 5 daily, except Tuesdays is the one day of the week we're closed. But come on out, and we also sell native plants. So if you're interested in adding plants to your yard, we might be able to provide something for you that's locally sourced. We do, we propagate our plants in our greenhouses there, and we have a mix of sources for our plant material, but many times our staff, we have permits with different land partners to go out and collect wild seed, and then we grow it on site. So we're not using genetically manipulated seed. It's really good stuff. The plants we're growing have evolved to tolerate our local growing conditions instead of something raised down south. If you try to plant it in Flagstaff, it might not tolerate our harsh winters.
You had mentioned the monarch butterfly and
yes,
the need for milkweed. Y'all sell the wheat.
We do. We sell milkweed. It's in the Asclepias genus for the science people out there. So come on out and get your milkweed. We still have quite a bit in stock, and you can purchase it in the gift shop. We have two different species available right now, the horsetail milkweed and the showy milkweed, which can grow to be a meter high with large umbels of flowers that are about the size of a grapefruit. They're really beautiful.
Now, in that six-month span, the events that y'all host, there's a huge list on your website. Run through some of the community outreach programs.
So we just wrapped out our family camp out for the Perseid viewing. So last night, families were out there with their tents, and we had some folks from Lowell Observatory up in town come out and set up some scopes so people could check out the Perseid meteor shower. You can check it out still tonight, but the campout's over, but that's something we have had last year and plan to have next August as well. We have Mushroom Fest next week. Unfortunately, that's already sold out, but that's also an annual event in August. So when we have the monsoon season here, there's a lot of local mushroom enthusiasts that get out into the forest and go collect the edibles, and they're really delicious and nutritious. Mushroom Fest is a really neat thing, though, because we have experts that can help you learn how to identify them, because they can also be dangerous. There's a lot of poisonous mushrooms out there, and if you don't know what you're doing, you could get yourself in trouble. So I recommend just get your tickets early. Next year, we will have Mushroom Fest again, and our website annually will show when tickets go on sale for various events. September 11th from 1 to 5, we have Wine in the Woods. That's one of our most popular events. It's really fun. It's a festival. We have local food trucks out there from Flagstaff, and we always have music. So we have the Sugar Thieves booked for the Wine in the Woods from 1 to 5. Tickets are $35 for adults if you reserve online, and that includes 10 wine pours. Also, we feature our local
If you can
eateries.
make it through 10.
Yeah, it's a really good deal. Like, if you were going to go to wine tasting, you'd have to pay a lot more for a flight.
That's the Arboretum at Flagstaff. Check it out online at thearb.org.